And our first presentation is from Rita Wang, who is at Hofstra University in New York. And she will be talking about how and when appreciative inquiry works, the role of accomplishment striving and intellectual humility.
So a little bit about myself. I am studying organizational psychology, which is basically psychology applied to work. Workplaces like organizations, military, government, hospitals, schools, and corporations, studying how people perform and our interactions and our well-beings as well. I attend Hofstra. As Judy just mentioned, it's a secular university, but I try to incorporate my Christian faith to it and get a lot of insights from Bible. So I will be talking about this topic from my education in a secular institute, but I would appreciate more insights from a Christian perspective from all of you. When I studied organizational psychology, I learned a lot about organizational psychology, especially occupational health science, how individual factors or interactional factors or environmental factors affect our performance and well-being, and wanted to learn about how to really apply that and design interventions to really help us improve. Now, a lot of interventions I looked at are more of a problem-solving mindset, where we find problems and try to restore it from performance to a status quo, which is typical, especially if you are dealing with things. A lot of us are people here are like what we call hardcore science. We deal with things, and there are standard clear black and white, where you just identify where it deviate from the ideal standard, and you just bring it back to the status quo. But for people, there are a lot of potentials, and people have a lot of may have reactions to how external factors are interacting with them, and we cannot really with our limited human minds, tell where your potentials are and define where you're going. So appreciative inquiry is more of a from her results or acceptable results and moving that into what's possible and what's the exceptional results for human beings. So it refers to the exploration of the life-giving and constructive factors of the current situation and realistic possibilities in the future. As Bible says, should keep our minds on whatever is true, pure, right, holy, friendly, and prosper. By the way, a lot of pictures with verses, I generate that on the Bible app. I give the credit to that. And Bible also tell us that whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. In Philippians chapter 4. This is like how appreciative inquiry works. If we think about what is working and what can we build on the current situation and design the future to achieve that. There are a couple of principles. Constructive principle is about we all have different perceptions of the reality of situations, and there are you interwoven multiple perceptions, and that how we view things may in turn affect how the situation goes. Simultaneity principle is about the situation is subject to how we perceive it, and the inquiry sets the stage for the discovery of the future. For example, if I just ask you, how do you like your organization versus what do you dislike about your organization? It just instantly generates a different response. Poetic principle is about how we respond to the situation will impact or beyond words and invoke changes in our feelings and our understandings. For example, if you have a day off and you plan to go outside to have a picnic with your family, but suddenly it's rained and you couldn't go outside, you may feel bad, but also you can improvise and plan a time together with your family and brew a cup of coffee and watch a documentary with your family. So it that just makes your day good, different from how you may feel disappointed because of the rain. Anticipatory principle is about how the inquiry into the future may affect how you are acting now. And the positive principle is about how you think about things. Your positive emotions may already generate more other positive resources and make you maybe more excited and engage more in the change. There are so the principles of appreciative inquiry, people go to courses and to case studies and apply them for months, at least for days with intensive training. But I would just do the surface level of that, which is used in my study. Besides the principles, there's also steps or model that we use from discovery of what is the best of what is, appreciating what you already have now, and then dream what might be based on what you have, what could be, what could you do in the future. And after that, design, really how to optimize the future, how to get there step by step. And then destiny is you're actually executing it and keeping the momentum going. So how will appreciative inquiry work? There is a broaden and build theory. It posits that experiences of positive emotions broaden people's momentary thought action repertoires, which in turn serves to build our enduring personal resources, ranging from physical to and intellectual resources to social and psychological resources. So it's the more we appreciate and discover what we have now, the more good we feel and more positive we are, and more resources we can enact in our life. I developed some hypothesis with some inspiration from the Bible, one of which is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. If we make this choice to do it, believe in it, it will work. And there's also a purposeful striving is more of a motivational aspect. Every day we have motivations to get along with people, to get ahead of people, or get things done. So I hypothesized that in the process of appreciative inquiry, we will have our purposeful striving, including accomplishment striving and communion striving, will increase. Because also in, I think, Philippians chapter 3, it says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. And there's also, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. So if we are inquiring into what is possible and hope in the future, we are more motivated to pursue those things. And another thing that may affect is our change self-efficacy. Self-efficacy means the confidence you have in yourself to get things done. When you execute something and you know the result will be desired. It can be domain specific. It can be change specific, which is studied in this specific study. Also in Bible, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In Philippians chapter 4. So that's how I find the possible outcomes that can be predicted in the process of appreciative inquiry according to Broaden and Build theory. On the other aspect, there's also a job demand resources model, which talks about like we all have limited resources, our time and our energy and attention and support from supervisors and organizations. So we may experience this kind of limitation, especially when we are handling and even initiating changes in the process of appreciative inquiry. So this change may introduce a type of job demand that elicit unintended negative side effects on employee burnout. Though we all know that, especially as Christians, cast all our anxiety on God because He cares for us. But still there is a, pandemic of burnout in the workplace, especially in the secular world. So I hypothesize that it may cause stress and burnout. However, it also depends on individuals, right? We are with every person is different, different personalities, different way of handling stress. So there's a hypoechoic phenomenon where talks about humility, people who have low self-focus, who are high in sense of security of their own value and own worth are less likely to be negatively affected by this stress because they are less defensive to change and are more flexible to handling the stress in that process. Non-defensive willingness to see oneself accurately by acknowledging one's personal limitations combined with an appreciation for the strengths and contributions of other people from which we can learn. That's the definition of humility studied here. And that is proposed to predict the effect between appreciative inquiry and burnout. So in summary, my hypotheses are the first four appreciative inquiry possibly related with the four outcomes: gratitude at work, communion striving, accomplishment striving, and change self-efficacy. Also, the fifth one is about the mechanism of the direct relationship between appreciative inquiry and change self-efficacy through accomplishment striving. Meaning accomplishment striving may help explain the relationship between the two based on Broaden and Buick theory we just talked about. The sixth one is about another aspect of its effect and how humility, specifically intellectual humility, moderate the relationship such that the relationship is positive for people low in humility, but not for those high in humility. The measures I used, intellectual humility, is by Leary et al., 2016. One example item is, I recognize the value in opinions that are different from mine. Gratitude at work is a three-item adjective checklist. They are grateful, appreciative, and thankful. Communion striving and accomplishment striving are by Folk et al., 2019. There are, the example items are listed here. The slides will be available online, so I will just quickly go to the next part. Method, I used 2 weeks to do the study. First week, getting the baseline and conduct the intervention, exposing the experimental group to the intervention. And then the second week, we measured their the variables again. They are signed up to a coaching app called Nudge, where they are received push notifications by their phone. And it may take 2 to 3 minutes for them to answer those questions every day, so it won't be very intrusive. Results, controlling for the demographic variables, there are positive relationships between appreciative inquiry and the predicted and outcome variables in the predicted direction, and also partialing out the first week effect, like the effect from before the first week. I specifically looked at the difference within individuals, the difference of appreciative inquiry. Their relationship is also positively related with the outcome variables. The coefficients are here, so you can see the extent to which is a correlation. Also, the mediation analysis is also in the predicted direction with demographic variables being controlled. Just to look at, to examine more of the causal relationship, I partialed out the effects of the appreciative inquiry from before the first week, and just look at the within-person difference, the effect of that on outcome variables, which is also in the predicted direction. So similarly, humility is in the predicted direction, and you can see the results when this material is online. And it would be interesting to talk more about humility interventions in the future, because it seems working so beneficial to us. There are a lot of ways to do that, which is of interest for my future research. I would accept more comments or questions now. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rita. I really particularly enjoyed the way you brought in that verse from Philippians about thinking on those things that are true and pure and good. So thank you so much.
I was just interested if in your study, were people given, you said they were kind of given coaching on appreciative inquiry principles. Were they given like scenarios in which to apply those, or was it just like here are things for you to think about as you go about your daily life,
Okay, the question was about the methodology and what sorts of scenarios the participants were given.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. So they are exposed to the materials all in the app, Nudge app, which is have been used for similar research, has shown effective results. They are sent videos done by appreciative inquiry practitioners, professional practitioners, explaining all the principles and giving them examples in the video and to encourage them to apply them. And they are also given text explaining the principles and to experience some peak experience, to like asking questions about their peak experience, their strengths. Why do they think it's working, and what that giving them, and like they're taking into the future. Also, they're asked to they're explained to the about the 4D model and apply that to their own career development in the workplace. Because it's a Nudge app, so they are sent notifications every day in the morning to reflect on those questions too.
Even though you're at a state school, I commend you for trying to reflect on how your Christian faith relates to your research. So well done. My question is, what surprised you about your findings? Didn't expect.
I hoped that because appreciative inquiry was originally more applied to organizational development and less for individual career development, I tailored this towards this different design and hoped for a more a significant effect between the 2 weeks, but the analysis of variance done between the two groups and between the two time points with appreciative inquiry dummy coded as 0 and 1 didn't show much of a difference. Which told me that there may be need a longer time period for the effects to show up. So,
Okay. Thank you so much, Rita.
Thank you.